North Sound Racing with Steve Mordlin continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to Evergreen Speedway, North Sound Racing Special Edition here. Steve Mortland with you, along with Dan Beecher and Tom Glitherow. And Tom, you've got a guest down below. If we can, we can pick up Tom.
I got you.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, listen, we've got the Natchez Finest returning home. For those of our listeners who happen to watch the Speed Channel, this guy got lots and lots of airtime for a couple of different reasons. But Jeff Jefferson, the pride of Natchez, is back in town. Jeff, tell us a little about your new team and how your year's been going.
It's a great team. Year's been pretty rough, but I tell you, it's glad to be back home in Monroe, and just looking forward to the race. Got a good car, and can't wait for this evening.
Tell us a little bit about the incident that made you the hero of Speed Channel for a week.
Oh, just got in a little altercation there at Turn 7 at Sonoma, and ended up barrel rolling couple times, but that's past us, and we're on to Monroe, and can't wait for tonight.
What do you think you've got for tonight? What's the plan? 150 laps, which is a fairly short race. What do you think you're going to do?
The 75 lap break has taken a lot of strategy out of it, but the plan's to be up front all night and see if we can be there at the end.
Well, you've got a great crew chief, Chuck Carruthers, and good luck to you this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. If you can still hear me, Tom, is there a little bit of anticipation? Can you sense something special coming up with Jeff Jefferson tonight?
Well, I think I can just tell you right now, he's pacing back and forth in circles, kind of like a dog that's lost from his owner. So, he said before we came on the air, he said, God, I'm glad to be home.
I'll bet.
They've got an absolutely wonderful team, the Warren team, based out of Eastern Washington. They've got, I think, five or six cars that they bought from Childress, as it was, and mm-hmm. They've torn up more of them than they've kept, so it's been a tough year for them.
It's thank you very much, Tom. We'll let us know when you've got someone else, and we'll be happy to bring you up, buddy.
We'll do.
All right. Tom Glitherow, thank you so much for all of your help out there. This is the 50th appearance for the Camping World West Series with used to be called the old Winston West, and the premier event in the Winston West Series was always up here at Evergreen Speedway. One of the special guests of Evergreen Speedway is Chad Little, who won one of the I think he actually won three of those 500 lappers that they put on up here. But this is their 50th visit by the Camping World West Series, and a lot of huge names have run in this series over the years, with Ron Hornaday Jr., a lot of the names that you see. Greg Biffle has run a ton of races up here, both in the Craftsman Truck Series and also the old Winston West, ran a lot of the Northwest Tour races that were up here at Evergreen Speedway as well. Derek Cope has also spun an awful lot of laps on this track, along with Jeff Bodine, Bill Elliott, Sterling Marlin, Harry Gant, Ken Schrader, late Davey Allison, and as we mentioned, Derek Cope and Chad Little won that event too. So Dan is, as we bring Dan Beecher back on, you get a sense of the history of all the people who have run on the 5/8 track up here, and you've watched a ton of races, and a lot of the names that you've seen are pretty huge up here too.
Oh yeah, I got the opportunity to meet a lot of these drivers that are running the Cup and everything these days, and a lot of them that have retired. I had the opportunity, I believe it was in 86, to take mm-hmm. Bill Elliott, his buddy and his promoter, and we went up to Reeder Pit. We spent the day four-wheeling.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and that was the very next year. Bill was getting the McDonald's sponsorship. Well, he took us all to McDonald's for lunch. But I got to meet Davey Allison the week before he passed away.
Oh,
I met
cool.
him down here in the pits. Other names on this list, like Junior Johnson, a lot of these car owners were up here, and it was really neat getting the opportunity to see some of these, you know, legends that even were car owners, and, you know, to be able to meet them and interact with them, on a personal level, away from the racetrack, it was quite the experience, and it was really neat.
They're getting opening ceremonies going on down there right now. I think what I'm going to do is see if I can't tap into the PA system down there. Scott Ellsworth, the voice of the Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour Series, is down with Jason.
Well, the song being presented from Echo, our representative for the Northwest, Magnus, is going to present you this brand-new Echo chainsaw. How about that? All right. Well, no fair using it while you're racing. And there's the kit that'll come with it from Oregon Saw. All right. Congratulations. And we'll see him on the pole for the start. And hang on just a minute, Jason. Did you draw the invert? What invert? Did you? Four. So you'll start on the outside of row number two for the 150.
Wow. Four-car invert for the 150. Way to go,
yeah,
Jason. I'll bet he's kind of happy with that move.
Yes, it is. Start up front.
Hey, Tom Glitherow, can you hear me, buddy?
I can, loud and clear.
All right. We've got a bunch of these West drivers up on the start-finish line. Sherry's down there trying to find you some guys to talk to, too. I think she's been looking for you as well. But Jason Frazier with a four-car draw, nice invert for him, especially on the 5.8s out here. Pretty neat draw, huh?
That's a pretty neat draw. It puts Shane Harding on the pole. And,
hey, there you go.
I kind of like that, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, I happen to corner the main man of the Aero Turbine Exhaust Northwest Series, Ron Bennett. And, Ron, welcome back to Evergreen Speedway.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. It's a real pleasure to be here on the 500 weekend.
Well, it's been kind of an up and down year for the series. I know we've talked on the phone. It's been a tough year for racing all the way around the country. Tell me what you think is going to happen over the next, winter time. I think it's going to be an awfully important winter for the series. What do you think?
Well, I think the American Speed Association tour is going to really grow as we move on and get a little more acquainted with our tracks and with the way the series have been set up. And we're looking for big things for next year. We hope that we can get the late model scene in the Northwest back on track and have good car counts and good sponsors and go to great venues like Evergreen Speedway with the ASA Tour.
You know, this guy, as we talked a couple weeks ago when we were on your show, not only does Ron do this, but Ron runs a racetrack. He's got two boys involved in motorsports. Motorsports is his life. And this is a guy who's got a tremendous amount of passion. And, you know, I think the pieces are in place, and hopefully this winter it comes together, and we're back to 30, 40 cars. We've got a great field tonight. Hey, Ron, I know you can't pick a favorite, but who do you think?
Well, I don't know. You can never go against Gary Lewis. I mean, he's won everything so far this year, but how about that kid on the pole?
I like that 93 car. Excuse me. I forgot what number it's going to be tonight. But anyhow, we appreciate it, Ron, and good job, and we look forward to a great show this evening.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. We're looking forward to it also. Come on out. It's going to be great.
Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it. And Ron Bennett, probably one of the hardest working guys trying to get this tour to succeed. He's got a whole lot of passion to it. And he's going to put on quite a show. As we mentioned, I think he's got, 20 cars out here tonight in the Washington 500. Huge afternoon, as we mentioned. We've got four classes with bombers all lined up. They're getting ready to go. The Les Schwab Superstocks, here's the order of events out here this afternoon. After opening ceremonies are finished, which we're going to bring you from trackside with hoopla that goes on with that. Terry Buell, Scott Ellsworth is down there, so you'll hear those guys. They've got the Camping World West drivers lined up, and I think Tom might make his way across. And we're looking, Dan's pointing to somebody down there for me.
Well, Sherry's got a few drivers down there with Tom now.
Oh, she does. Okay, cool.
Tom's walking them up to the North Light Pole.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we'll get Tom Glitherow back on here in just a minute. He's got a string. Looks like Jason Frazier is with him. And go ahead, Tom, if you got him, have at it. Might want to turn your microphone on, Tom.
Set the story just so. Oh, thank you.
Works every time, buddy.
I know. I got too many buttons here. As we said, Jason Frazier is going to run two classes tonight. Jason, tell us a little about the difference in the two cars. What does it require from you as a driver with the two different cars, motor combinations?
It's all about really the brake marker and where you pick up the fuel. I mean, that's really the throttle. That's all it is. I mean, we get around here real similar. The line's the same. It's just a matter of when you lift and when you get back in the throttle on both cars.
Will you try and set a different pace for each one of the cars or each class that you're running in tonight? Or are you just going to let it see what happens and play it out?
I think in the Tour, it's real important to keep your right rear not on fire. I mean, those got some big horsepower in those motors. And if you get a little free and you use that right rear up early, it's going to cost you real late in the race for sure.
Keep those skins underneath it. Hey, listen, I told the listeners a little earlier that you're going to be running 300 laps with an injured, or I understand it was a broken wrist. I heard that you cut the cast off, as a true racer would do. Tell us, I'm sure it was a work-related injury, or how did you injure that wrist?
Yeah, it was work-related. Yeah, absolutely.
What were you working on? Come on.
We were working on riding a mechanical bull.
All right. Were there no bets, no money involved?
Yeah, no money involved, just a little bit too much liquid courage that night.
All right, Jason Frazier. The next one I've got up here is a two-time late model champion here at Evergreen Speedway, and that's Shane Harding. Starting on the pole tonight, he's got a wonderful spotter. Shane, tell us, how much do you rely on your spotter for information?
Well, if anything goes wrong tonight, it's going to be all on the spotter's shoulders. You know, the driver doesn't make any mistakes. It's all the spotter. So as long as he does a good job, we'll put the Harding Forklift Long Acres Port City race car in victory lane.
Hey, listen, you're racing against Dear Dad tonight. How much slack would you cut him if you had? You're coming down the white flag. He's first, you're second. I'm sure you'd be nice to him and let him win, wouldn't you?
Well, if he's first and I'm second, I'm not really sure where I'm going to finish, but he's not going to be in first.
All right. Well, listen, that's going to make it kind of difficult, because where are you going to put the race cars when you're going back home?
Looks like we'll put them on the grass, I guess.
All right. There we have it. Shane Harding. Shane's going to be starting on the pole tonight. 150 laps of good hard racing. The last one I have is a young man that came on the scene just a couple years ago, Jeff Knight, and has really just blossomed into a great race car driver and has had a good run at Yakima Speedway. Jeff, what do you think tonight holds for you?
The car's really good. We worked on it last night in practice. Qualified fourth. We're right there with Jay-Z in that, so we're feeling really good about it.
Well, if you come down that last lap and you're running second, how nice are you going to be tonight?
I'll tell you what, I'm racing for my good buddy who fell last week on his motorcycle and lost his life. And so I'll be pretty aggressive there come towards the end if it means I can put it on the top step for Mike Wallace.
That's cool. And, you know, it's just one of those things that racing is a great community sport. Everybody likes to take care of each other. And, Mr. Knight's a pretty nice guy, but I think he's telling the truth. If he comes down second for the last one, he's going to spend some fiberglass if he needs to.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Good report, Tom. All good drivers, and they're going to put on a whale of a show out here this afternoon. We're getting right up to the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead? We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have opening ceremonies for the Washington 500 out here at Evergreen Speedway. You're listening to it on North Sound 1380.